will the Cubs make a major move to get a bat, and would a Phil Nevin be the person that they would go after, or do they want another outfielder?
Well, either way, they want a bat one way or the other. Nevin is an ideal guy, but the cost is going to be very high, and the Padres have solved one long-term problem. They believe in Jimenez, who they think is going to be a really good player, as do a lot of people who have seen him lately as he's gotten further away from that awful automobile accident. So that, you know, the replacement factor for Nevin here is going to be, it's not going to be easy to trade for him. The Cubs don't have that many. They have some positional prospects, but do they have enough? They can't go trade a third baseman because that's the Padres. They have about five of them. So that might be tough. They can get an outfielder. They have been looking for a center fielder. And, you know, frankly, they have already called on Gerald Williams, although that's hardly the big bat that they need. But they can do that and keep Rondell White in left. Or they can go for a left field hitter for the short term and put Rondell White in center field for the rest of the year. So they've got the alternatives. But there's no question in my mind that Andy McPhail will go out and deal. I just think that he sees what he's got here in turning around the perception of the Cubs as being the lovable, it doesn't matter if we win Cubs. There couldn't be anything further from the makeup of either Andy McPhail or Don Baylor, and I think that you're going to see them be very aggressive. I think the Cardinals and Cubs will both go out and do quite a bit to patch their teams up.